AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Good Friday, 727, 55 degrees, on our way to 72 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by SOS Child Advocacy Center therapist and program coordinator, Catherine Martin. Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing all right. Well, this has been a very active month here for SOS, and typically April is. Obviously, we had the Take Back the Night activities yesterday on campus, Tuesday here via Zoom, and we're looking now at a special educational event coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah. It's been a very busy and awesome month for us.
Well, let's talk here about what's going to be coming up here. Officially, the way it sounds is a problematic sexualized behaviors event.
I think we just dropped Catherine there.
Okay. I think she might be coming back on here in a second.
We just lost the line, so we'll see. We'll have to have Greg.
I think Greg's in the process of loading things up here in a second. So,
yeah, that was quick. Seamless, wasn't it?
As soon as we're getting into the meat of our discussion here today, and then there we go.
I think we have Catherine back. Hello again.
Goodness. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
I don't either, but you left in a hurry. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Well, this is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and you have an educational event happening coming up, I believe, next week. What's going to be going on?
We do. So next Wednesday, April 20th, from 9 to 11, we are having a presentation on problematic sexual behavior. So we have a really awesome gal that's going to come talk with us, and her name's Erica Purcell. She's a licensed clinical marriage and family therapist, and she's a clinical manager at the Child Advocacy Center of Sedgwick County. So she's trained in this special therapy called PSB-CBT, which is Problematic Sexual Behavior Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. And so she specializes in this and works with kids, and we have an awesome relationship with the Child Advocacy Center of Sedgwick County, so we're super excited to have her joining us next week.
The question really comes up here is, I guess, what are these problematic sexual behaviors that are going to be discussed, and really how commonplace this unfortunately may be?
Right, that's a great question. So obviously not all sexual behavior in children is problematic. Some behaviors are normal and age appropriate, you know, like young children maybe playing doctor and things like that. But there are some things that become problematic. So if a sexual behavior is used with high frequency, or if a child is unresponsive to typical parenting strategies, or if they try to use force, coercion, or harm. So, you know, obviously that becomes a problem. And so with PSB-CBT, which is that treatment modality that Erica uses, only 2% go back and reoffend statistically. So that's a great, outcome with that therapy.
Well, Catherine, where will this event be, and who are you targeting to, invite?
So this event will be on Zoom, and it is at no cost. Again, it's on April 20th, which is Wednesday, from 9 to 11. And, you know, this is targeting basically anyone who works with children or therapists, things like that, anyone that is interested in learning about these behaviors, what to do, and what this treatment modality is all about.
Catherine, is this something that's becoming a little bit more of a concern here over the last 2 years due to COVID-19 or during COVID-19, or is this something that's just, in generally speaking, it's already out there and there's really not been a whole lot of change in maybe some of the different things that you're seeing?
That's a great question. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure. Erica really is the pro at this, and so I'm sure she will have an answer to that. But I know that this has been going on for a while, and, Erica's been with the Child Advocacy Center of Sedgwick County for 10 years, and I know that she's done, you know, multiple trainings on this and uses it all the time. So it seems like it is something that we are seeing.
What about locally here, PSB? That something you're seeing here too, Catherine?
Me personally, no, but I know that it does happen everywhere, just like everything else we deal with. So if someone is concerned about this, I always recommend talking to their therapist if they have one. And if not, reaching out with questions. There are, you know, plenty of awesome people in the field that are happy to help or connect with resources.
Catherine, how busy has SOS been here so far just this month, at least from your perspective and in your office specifically here during Child Abuse Prevention Month, regardless of whether it's with this specific topic or maybe others?
Yeah, we are definitely busy. I get new referrals pretty frequently from the Child Advocacy Center and also from the other areas of SOS. You know, with Child Abuse Prevention Month, we always hope that we can get the word out and provide those resources for people. And when they reach out to get them, we're always thankful for that and just hope that we can provide them with everything that they need.
All right, Catherine, if there are those who might be interested in the PSB educational event coming up on Wednesday, how can they get registered?
So to register for the event, you can email Ashley Davis. Her email address is adavis@soskansas.com. You can also visit our website, soskansas.com/events, and there is a link there for you to get in contact with Ashley. And I believe we have it on our Facebook page as well.
Outstanding. Catherine, anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning? Because I think pretty much that wraps up our questions that we had.
Yeah, I don't think so. We just hope that you guys can join us. Erica is absolutely wonderful and has so much knowledge, and so I hope that anyone that's interested can utilize that and be prepared to ask questions if they have any.
Well, thanks for all you do, Catherine, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Good to talk to you. That's SOS Child Advocacy Center therapist and program coordinator Catherine Martin on our primetime Newsmaker Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment specifically, our first available date happens to be next Friday, the 22nd, and a couple of dates have already been taken into early May after that. So if you want on the schedule, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com. Monday, we'll be joined by Emporia State Director of Music Gary Zeke as we talk about the upcoming Jazz and Wind Ensemble concerts April 21st and April 29th.
And our Newsmaker this morning, brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. That's the Olpe Chicken House and the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year. Yeah, the Olpe Chicken House. KVOE Live and Local 735, sunshine 55 degrees. Stay tuned. The Easter weekend forecast next.
Mark Schaefer here at John North Ford Nissan. Spring is here in our pre-